Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello and welcome back. We're now in chapter number 9, which is the book of Ephesians. And the objectives of this particular lesson are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Ephesians, identify to whom the book of Ephesians was written, state the purpose for the book of Ephesians, and write the key verse of the book of Ephesians from memory, and also state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Ephesians. So as an introduction, the book of Ephesians was written by the Apostle Paul, and it was written to the church at Ephesus. And the purpose was to inform believers of their wealth in Christ and instruct concerning their walk in Christ. Our key verse is found in chapter 1, verse 3. And our life and ministry principle are this, that believers are heirs to both the blessings, which are the wealth, and the responsibilities, which is the walk of their calling in Christ. The main characters are Paul and Tychicus. So here we go in our outline, part number 1. We deal with our wealth in Christ. In the introduction, point A, we have, this is from Paul, point B, to the saints at Ephesus, and point C, grace and peace from God and Jesus Christ. Roman numeral number 2, we have praise for spiritual possession. Point A, he has chosen us. Point B, he has predestinated us. Point C, we have redemption in him. Point D, he shows wisdom towards us. Point E, he reveals the mystery of his will. Point F, in him we have obtained an inheritance. And point G, we have been sealed by the Spirit. In Roman numeral number 3, we have prayer for spiritual perception through Christ. Point A, the basis of the prayer. Point B, the nature of the prayer. Point C, God addressed by the prayer. And point D, the gifts requested in prayer. Number 1, wisdom. 2, revelation and the knowledge of him. And point number E, we have the purpose of the prayer. In point 1, that they may realize the hope of his calling. Point 2, that they might receive the riches of his inheritance. And point 3, that they may know his power. Subpoint A, the nature of his power, and B, the manifestation of his power in Christ. In Roman numeral number 4, we have our condition in Christ. A, before Christ, that's starting in chapter number 2. Point 1, spiritual death. 2, walked according to the way of the world. 3, subject to Satan. 4, disobedient spirit. 5, evil conversation. 6, children of wrath. And 7, flesh-bound affections. Subpoint A, desire of the flesh, which are worldly appetites, and B, desires of the mind, which are worldly ambitions. And then we have point B, our condition in Christ. Point 1, quickened. 2, saved by grace. 3, raised in heavenly places. And 4, in favor with God. Point number C, the reason for the new condition. Number 1 is that salvation, which is. Point A, by faith. It is B, a gift of God. And then point 2, salvation, which is not. It is not, point A, of ourselves, and B, of works. And then point 3, the conditional workings of Jesus Christ in our lives. In Roman numeral number 5, we have our old relationship. At times ye were, point A, without Christ, B, aliens, C, strangers, D, having no hope, and E, without God. In Roman numeral number 6, we have a new relationship. He says, now therefore ye are, point A, citizens of one city, B, members of one family, C, built on one foundation, D, parts of one building, and E, indwelt by one Spirit. In Roman numeral number 7, we have how the change happened, which is by, but now in Christ Jesus. A, we have distance has been done away with. You are now made nigh. B, disunion is done away with, both made one. C, division is done away with, broken a middle wall. D, dissension is done away with, abolished enmity. E, distinction done away with. Point one, one new man. Two, reconciled to God. Three, peace with God. Four, access to God. Five, no more strangers and foreigners. Point A, fellow citizens. B, built on the right foundations. C, a proper spiritual building. D, a holy temple in the Lord. And A, a habitation of God through the Spirit. In Roman numeral number 8, we have revealing the divine mystery. Now we're getting to chapter number 3. Paul is a messenger of the mystery. Point 1, his relation to the mystery. Point A, the position as a prisoner on the behalf of the Gentiles. B, his stewardship of God's grace towards the Gentiles. And C, his knowledge of the mystery by revelation. Point 2, statement of the mystery. Point 3, Paul's ministry in connection with this ministry. Point A, the source of his ministry. B, the attitude of one given this ministry. C, the contents of the ministry. D, the purpose of the ministry. E, the blessings of the ministry. And F, the sufferings of the ministry. In Roman numeral number 9, then, we deal with possessing the divine mystery. Point A, we have introduction to the prayer for possession. Point B, the request. And point number 1, that they might be strengthened with the might by the Spirit in the inner man. Point 2, that they might experience the presence of Christ. And 3, that they might be rooted and grounded in love. And 4, that they will have spiritual comprehension of the love of Christ. Point A, in its boundaries. And B, its divine nature. Then point number 5, we have that they might be filled with the fullness of God. And in point C, we have the conclusion of the prayer. Point 1, the ability of the one addressed. And 2, praise to the one addressed. We now enter into part number 2, which is our walk in Christ, and that's getting into chapter number 4. Roman numeral number 1, we have the corporate walk of the church, which is to walk worthy. Point A, through a proper attitude. Point 1, lowliness. Point 2, meekness. 3, long-suffering. 4, forbearing one another in love. And point B, through unity. Point 1, in peace. 2, in one body. 3, in one spirit. 4, in one hope of your calling. Point 5, in one Lord. 6, in one faith. 7, in one baptism. 8, in one God. Point A, Father of all. B, above all. C, through all. D, in you all. Point C, by following the example of Christ. D, through proper structure. Point 1, spiritual gifts. Apostles, prophets. Point C, evangelists. Point D, pastors. And E, teachers. Point 2, their purposes. Point A, perfecting of the saints. B, work of the ministry. C, edifying the body of Christ. D, unity of the faith. E, knowledge of the Son of God. F, perfection after Christ. G, spiritual maturity. Point E, by becoming part of the body. Point 1, joined together. 2, each part of the body functioning in its place. And 3, increasing through the edification of love. In Roman numeral number 2, we have the individual walk of the believers. Point A, how not to walk. 1, in vanity of mind. 2, with understanding darkened. 3, alienated from the life of God through ignorance and blindness. And 4, given over to lasciviousness, uncleanness, and greediness. Point B, how to walk in Christ. Point 2, putting off the old man. Point 3, renewing the spirit of your mind. Point 4, put on the new man. And point five, put away sinful conduct. Point A, lying, anger. D is corrupt communication. E, grieving the Holy Spirit. F, bitterness. G, wrath. H, anger. I, evil speaking. And J, malice. Point number six, assume righteous conduct. Point A, being kind. B, tenderhearted. C, forgiving. And D, as obedient children. In Roman number three, we have our walk in relation to the world. Point A, it says, walk in love, following Christ's example. Point B, walk in holiness. Point one, without fornication. Two, without uncleanness. Three, without covetousness. Four, without filthiness. Five, without foolish talking. Six, without jesting. And seven, with an attitude of thankfulness. Point C, walk with eternity in mind. D, do not be deceived with vain words. E, do not form evil alliances. F, walk in the light. And point G, develop the fruit of the Spirit, which is one, goodness, two, righteousness, and three, truth. H, prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Roman number one, I do not walk in darkness. Point one, have no fellowship with darkness. Two, reprove unfruitful works. Three, do not speak of things done in darkness. And four, spread the light in darkness. And five, awake those who are sleeping in spiritual darkness. And J is walk as the wise, not as fools. K, redeem the time. L, understand God's will. M, do not be drunk with wine. N, be filled with the Spirit. Point one, speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Two, making melody in your heart. And three, giving thanks for all things in God in the name of Jesus. In Roman numeral number four, we have our walk in regard to special relationships. Point A, we have other believers. Submit yourselves to the fear of God. And point B, wives. Point one, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Two, recognize the husband as the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. And three, be subject to your husband in everything as the church is subject to Christ. C, husbands. One, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And two, be joined to your wife as the church is joined to Christ. Point A, one body. B, forsaking all others. Point D, to both husband and wife. Point one, husband, love your wife as yourself. And two, wife, reverence your husband. Point E, children, honor your parents. Point F, fathers. One, point one, do not provoke your children to wrath. And two, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Point G, servants. One, be obedient to your masters. Two, have an attitude of respect. Three, be loyal and singleness of heart. Four, serve them as you are serving Christ. Five, recognize your reward comes from the Lord. Point H, masters, treat your servants the same way. Point two, recognize you also serve a master. And three, there's no respecter of persons in the Lord. And point number five, our regard as to satanic powers. Point A, it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And B, put on the whole armor of God. Point one, the purpose that you're able to stand against Satan and his wiles. Point two, the enemy. Point A, principalities. B, powers. C, rulers of the darkness of this world. And D, spiritual wickedness in high places. Point number three, the armor. Point A, loins girt with truth. B, the breastplate of righteousness. C, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. D, the shield of faith. E, the helmet of salvation. F, the sword of the Spirit. And G, prayer. Then we have our conclusion, which is Roman numeral number four. Point A, personal matters. Point one, commissioning of Tysias as messenger. Point two, the purpose of sending Thyatira, point A, to make known the message, B, to inform of Paul's affairs, C, to comfort them, B, the conclusion, point one, the desire for the brethren, point A, peace, B, love, C, faith, and point number two, the blessing on those loving Christ. And that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.